Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A few minutes riffing on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the sequence of deploying controls. Sequence of putting controls in place for a specific threat. Let's say desktop computers, right, with admin access. Perfect. Happens all the time. And see, the thing is, everyone wants to jump to, like, the hammer approach. Let's prevent it. Or everyone wants to jump to the honeypot approach, because honeypots are sexy. Honey tokens, I'm telling you. Some good things there. But my tip to you is this. Detective builds the business case for preventative. Preventative gets rid of enough of the noise that you can then focus on responsive. And those three done right then can be leaving some residual risk or make available some time to do deception. So, maybe you agree with that, maybe don't. Hit me up in comments. If you want to know more, stay tuned, because here's what is. Let's imagine we're getting hit all the time, right, with these infected computers. People are downloading things. People are clicking on things. There's drive-by malware. Things are going wrong. And we're like, if only people didn't have admin access. Really? I don't know. If you got 1,000 computers, how often is that happening? How often is this infection occurring? How many hours are being lost? Without good detective controls, it's really difficult to make the business case that we need to take away admin access, especially since it's going to be slowing people down. It's going to be hindering work, right? Getting in the way of the business, doing the mission of the business. Step one, detective controls. Put in place good detection and metrics that show how often this is occurring and lets you justify the spend in time and resources to put in place prevention. Two, preventative controls. Stop it with a hammer once you have that use case. Starting with whatever you have in place. Oftentimes, good IT security is simply good IT. So, take in place IT, use the tools within Windows to remove admin access, give them just the access they need, go through that process. You don't necessarily need to buy anything. It will take time, which is why you need the business case. The detective controls. And once you get that in place, remembering that all controls make better criminals, once you get that control in place, that prevention is preventing the majority of the problems, that's going to leave a minority of the problems where the bad guys are able to circumvent it, where they're dedicated bad guys, where they've got the motivation, the means to do more severe attacks. And that's when you need to go man-on-man action, right? One person fighting against one person, spy versus spy, punch and counterpunch with response. Responsive controls allow you to get in, isolate the problem, execute your instant response, investigate, and do manual efforts to get them off your network. You don't want to do that with everything. You don't want to do that with, the 8,000 pieces of malware that's heading your 1,000 computers on a monthly basis. You want to do that just with the actual manual attacks. So you put in place a response. Now, that closes your gap, that closes your risk. There's still the possibility of someone sneaking by you, especially if they're a dedicated attacker. But hopefully at this point in time, you've got a really good understanding of the problem domain. You got a really good team with responsive capabilities. You got monitoring in place. You got all those things cooking. That's when you want to do deception. Honey tokens, credentials that will be stolen by these types of attacks and passed around, machines that are trying to pull down and perhaps execute and simulate the attack, ways to get the criminal to go to the honeypot and be trapped by your monitoring, which is enabled by your response, which is directed there by your prevention, and all governed by business case built off of detection. That's my sequence for success for any control around one particular threat. Do you agree? Disagree? Hit me up in comments or social media. Cheers.